we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Freedom to the rivers. Bosnia and Herzegovina organizations call for dam building to stop. The Coalition for the Protection of Rivers of Bosnia and Herzegovina warns that the uncontrolled construction of hydropower plants will cause serious biodiversity devastation and negative impacts to the water quality of the country. They are demanding a halt to the building of these dams and propose instead the promotion of a tourism-based development and the practice of traditional activities. As stated by the Coalition for the Protection of Rivers of Bosnia and Herzegovina in a press release issued late July, more than 300 new hydropower plants are currently planned. A little over 15 days ago, this coalition, which was created in 2016 and gathers over 20 organizations of the country, held a symbolic action in the ruined Idbar Dam located in the valley below Prince Mountain, Končić, on the Basica River. This dam was built in 1959 and then abandoned. When the river flooded it, the dam cracked and the consequences could have been catastrophic. Real World Radio interviewed activist Nataša Krnković, chair of the Center for Environment, Friends of the Earth Bosnia and Herzegovina, which is in turn member of the Coalition for the Protection of Rivers of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The goal of the interview was to deepen on the warnings of the coalition with reference to the hundreds of small dam projects planned in the country, to know more about their concerns, the current socio-environmental consequences brought by the dams already installed, the actions of the government, the energy situation in general, and the action carried out a little over 2 weeks ago.
Real World Radio is going to interview Nataša Krnković. She is the president of Friends of the Earth Bosnia and Herzegovina. Natasha, very, very welcome to Real World Radio. It's a pleasure being in this conversation with you.
Hello, greetings to everyone who is listening us, and greetings from really hot Bosnia and Herzegovina that is over 40 degrees now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, really, really hot in your country. I hope you can go through this with no real problems. Natasha, the Coalition for the Protection of Rivers of Bosnia and Herzegovina, which Friends of the Earth Bosnia and Herzegovina is part of, is warning that the uncontrolled construction of hydropower plants will cause untold devastation to biodiversity and water quality in the country. Just a few time ago, and you will let me know exactly when, there was a symbolic action in a ruined dam of the Baksika River that was painted with a giant woman smashing the dam, showing humans' weakness over nature and the consequences of unplanned construction of these plants. When was this action, Natasha? I would like to first know it.
Okay, so the action was 2 weeks ago, and it was in a part of the country called Herzegovina. So it is southern part of the country, close to Konjic municipality. And that is actually a place where this abandoned dam is existing on Baštica River. And that is actually a place where symbolically we wanted to show the exactly what you already said, the weakness of human over the nature, and actually the consequences of unplanned construction. That dam is built in late 50s. With a purpose to stop the gravel going to the lake, that is accumulation lake for one high dam. But basically, the whole project was a great failure. So the dam couldn't stop the water, and that's actually what local people said already in advance, that river, although being really small, can be really dangerous, especially in a spring, when the snow is melted from the high mountains that are around. And that basically what happened just when they finished the construction, water started going above the dam, and it was great fear that the dam will break, and they needed to put dynamite there and to blow it. So that is what they did. And since then, it's being mentioned many times, even on the faculty, it's being mentioned often as a great construction failure. That dam is at the moment having two holes, So one hole is for the road that is going through the dam, and another one is for the river. And we just use this whole construction, this dam, in artistic ways. So we put a mural there, as you said, with a woman smashing, with a photo of a woman that is smashing a dam. And there is a message next to it saying freedom to the rivers. In all our narrative, next to this action and the mural, we are saying that this is only a symbol of all unplanned constructions for of the hydropower plants that are currently happening more than 5 decades after are still happening in the country. So at the moment, we have more than 300 plans for new hydropower plants in the country without any proper energy strategy that will follow it. So basically, our decision makers are issuing and signing new permits and new concessions for the hydropower plants without any order. So basically, almost all our rivers are threatened with hydropower plants. And just to mention that we as a country are exporting electricity, so we are not even in a need to have so many energy capacities. But it's actually, it is anyway what is happening at the moment.
Okay, Natasha, I understand. Despite the fact that you said something already, I'd like you to explain a bit more. Why does the Coalition for the Protection of Rivers of Bosnia and Herzegovina think that the uncontrolled construction of hydropower plants will cause devastation to biodiversity and water? In which senses it can happen, Natasha?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are saying this based on our experience of members of the coalition. So at the moment we have more than 20 organizations and many individuals being member of the coalition. And all of us together, we are having experience on bad impact of existing hydropower plants on people, on the nature, and on our economy. So at the moment, we are having many plans for small hydropower plants. The problem with them is that they're dangerous for small rivers are as big are for big rivers. They're especially a huge threat because they're really many and they're promoted as a renewable energy source. And so basically on some rivers, like 20 of them are planned, one next to another. So in that way, the whole river is totally damaged. Impact on local community is in a way that local community often stay without access to water for drinking, for irrigation, for fishery, for different activities. Also, during the construction, often many of their many different negative aspects, negative impacts they are facing. For example, their local roads are being destroyed, like usually in those kind of big constructions. Like their households are being damaged. That is, for example, what one specific village experienced during the. During the construction of the tunnel for the pipes, their houses are being heavily damaged without any compensation that followed that. So there are different angles how local community is being affected. Many local communities are planning to use their rivers in sustainable tourism way. And that is something that is still in some municipalities still potential, so it's not used still. But for example, in their development documents, municipalities are planning to use rivers and natural habitats in sustainable tourism. But then with hydropower plants, all this potential is being blocked.
Okay, Natasha, you said before that There are plans for the construction of more than 300 new hydropower plants. And you said that your country has energy enough for its people, so it's energy to be sold. What are the explanations from the government? Why the government is planning so many plants like these ones?
That is a really good question. Often governments, we have many governments in the country, so often they are saying that they are developing renewable energy sources, showing them as green governments. However, at the same time, they're planning and building new coal thermal power plants. So their plans to be to be renewable from the beginning are not serious. However, we are constantly saying that we do not see hydropower plant as a renewable energy source, especially in the way they are constructed here now. We do not say that non-hydropower plant can be sustainable in a way, but in a way they're built here, they're really not sustainable. Why there are so many plants, especially for small hydropower plant, is because it's big business. So all of us citizens are paying through our monthly electricity bills, are paying also subsidies for renewable energy sources. Unfortunately, almost nothing is going to development of solar, wind, energy efficiency and similar projects, but almost everything is going for the small hydropower plant. And then, of course, investors are having a big interest because concession fees that they are paying either to actually both to local community and to state government, is that small comparing to the subsidies they are receiving. So it's basically many businessmen that are having money are investing in small hydropower plants because it's profitable.
Okay, Natasha, I would like to know if the country already has many of these kind of plants. We were talking about plans for 300 new one or more than 300, which is a huge number. And if this existence of this kind of plants already is having any kind of consequences in the country, especially for the environment.
We have over 30 already existing. Many of them are large dams that are built in 60s and 70s and that are securing quite big portion of the existing electricity production of the country. Some of them, most of them when they were being built made huge impact on the environment and on the local communities. Many people were resettled. And huge agriculture areas were flooded, a lot of forest areas cutted. At the moment, those that are planned are mostly small, but also there are plans for large hydropower plants. Existing impact on the nature is because Bosnia and Herzegovina is on European scale, biodiversity really rich country. And our canyons and gorges are biodiversity hotspots. So we have endemic, non-endemic species living in the canyons. And together with high mountain areas, canyons are the most important habitats for the biodiversity. So basically, high dams are flooding the canyons. Small hydropower plants are usually taking water to the pipes through the hill or on the bank of the river, leaving canyons without water. So in both ways, water level is dramatically changing. So with large dams, canyons are flooded. With small dams, they're staying almost without water. So the so-called environmental flow, so the minimum that should be secure, the minimum water that should stay in the river, is often not existing in the practice. So we are really often calling inspections to go on the field to check the environmental flow. And that is part that is really not functioning. So either they are ignoring us, either they go on the field. We are always really persistent in asking information. But basically, they're usually just concluding that everything is in a line with the permits that they are having.
Okay, Natasha, as you said before, the Coalition for the Protection of Rivers of Bosnia and Herzegovina did this action 15 days ago. You also made a great video in which you show this real reach in terms of natural resources of your country. It really seems to be wonderful in terms of waters and mountains and etc. And we are sharing it in Real World Radio. But I would like to ask you, what any kind of other activities is the Coalition for the Protection of Rivers doing in your country? I mean, in which other areas of work you are present?
Coalition is actually working what is doing activities what individual organizations are having. So individual organizations that are member of Coalition are active in different ways. So we have environmental organizations that are usually actively campaigning against some new projects or existing hydropower plants. We have also civil initiatives being members of Coalition. So that means that those are groups of people that are just not formally gathered around some organization. We have many individuals that are members of that are scientists, for example, and they have their own activities regarding scientific research of the impact of dams. And then also we have a few members that are developing activities that are not against hydropower plants. I mean, in general they are, but they are more active on development of positive alternative activities on the rivers that are not hydropower plants. So basically, Coalition is working in different angles. So one is definitely campaigning against hydropower plant, but another are scientific research and also promotion of, for example, of adventure sport activities, local rural tourism activities, and similar. Coalition as such, as a network, is just established last year as an answer to this massive plans for new hydropower plants. We are also calling it dam tsunami. What is happening, because it's really uncontrolled and coming in a massive number. So Coalition as such is not having many activities, but actually is those activities are consistent of activities of individual members. As a Coalition, we are planning to continue with similar activities as one we did now with this mural, and this will be this artistic approach that we figure out that is grabbing people's attention easily, and that is a tool that we didn't use still, so we want to experiment a bit with that. Also legally, we would like to initiate some activities that would tackle this subsidy system. So this is maybe the first following activities that will happen. So we are thinking that campaigning and fighting individual dams is just too exhausting, and we do not have a capacity to really track and react on all those plans. But actually, with tackling the core driver of this situation is actually to try to block this subsidy system, because without financial profit, those investors will hopefully leave soon.
Okay, Natasha, and finally, you are especially talking about the consequences of these plants, the big ones, the large dams, and also the small ones in for the rivers, for the environment, for the community, for the local communities. And what are the alternatives that you are presenting for the government and for the people to produce energy in the country, despite the fact that you don't really are needing energy today for the people, as you explained before, Natasha?
Mm-hmm. So that is the first thing that we are saying. At the moment, we are not in a big need. How they are explaining this is that appetite for the new energy sources is that they want to sell it in the region. At the same time, since we are really networked with the organizations in the region, the same story is being heard from all other governments in the region. So basically, with all those new hydro and coal power plants in the whole region, basically will not have soon the country to sell this electricity, and then selling on the long distance is not effective. So basically, this is the first thing why you're so willing to have so much electricity, because you will not have a country to sell it. And then we are saying we have a lot of loss in electricity, so energy efficiency is really low. So that is first alternative that we are always mentioning and advocating for, are actually measures that will increase energy efficiency. So from the individual households and electricity that we are losing on that level to electricity network that is also old and losing a lot of energy, and then of course industry that is having huge potential to improve actually this segment.
Okay, Natasha, just a quick last question to finish the interview. How does this fight for freedom for the drivers continue in your country, and particularly for the coalition for the protection of drivers?
So basically, the main aim why we gathered is to give support to each other and to be stronger and to have unified voice towards the government. So this solidarity is the first thing, like the first thing that will continue, and the main aim why we gathered. At the moment, there are many campaigns that are happening. So, for example, on Kruščica River, close to Vitez municipality, at the moment there is blockade where local community is with their buddies stopping the construction of two hydropower plants. So that is the opportunity, and that is the situation where other coalition members are taking part in helping in different ways, in helping this local community actually to have this battle and to continue with their fight.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.